Our Father in heaven, we do hallow your name. We do say, holy and exalted are you. There is none like you this morning. Throughout all eternity, there will never be and has never been one who rivals you. As the psalmist says, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so we lift our eyes to you and we ask for your help. We ask for your help in our country. We ask for your help in the way in which we respond to violence, in the way we respond to injustice, the way we respond to hurt and pain. God, we ask for the peace of God to rest. And Lord, for intervention from heaven in the midst of the turmoil, the violence that we experience here in our land and in our world. God, how we need you. God, how we look to you. Father, pray your comfort over all those who grieve, for the Kirk family this morning. Lord, for even the perpetrator of this crime, for him and his family. Father, for those who grieve in school shootings and loss of life, those who live with fear in the land that we live in, the days that we live in, God of heaven, may you bring comfort, may you bring peace, and may, God, your kingdom come and your will be done. Father, this morning as we worship you, we lift our eyes to you again, for you are the one through whom our help comes. Lord, as we come, as we worship you, as we seek to minister and behold the glory of Jesus, as we respond to him, Spirit of God, move amongst us. Move amongst us, I pray. Inhabit our praises as we lift them to you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen.
Good morning. I invite you to rise and join me in worship. But before we do, as I was praying over worship this week, felt the Lord really impressing upon me the dangers of obligatory worship and just worshiping without our heart really being in it. And I think that's even more important to reflect on now, because when we see hard things going on that we're wrestling with, we find it even harder to praise sometimes. And so instead of just jumping in, I want to have, we're going to start off worship with time to prepare our hearts for worship, which we do by fixing our eyes on Jesus and inviting his Spirit in to fuel our praises. So just open yourself up to the Lord and the work that he's doing in you, and depend on him for even your worship this morning. riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only be first in my heart. I came. Thank you.
to you. We won't leave this moment. We're not going through the motions. We're crying out to you. Has no power. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, breakthrough is coming. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, restoration will happen. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out on us.
Can we just clap for the Lord if you believe those truths that we sang and believe that His Spirit is in the room with us even now? Ephesians 5:18-20 says to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, as we are filled with your Spirit, as we receive your love poured out abundantly on us, we pour it right back out to you in praise. For all of the wonders that come with your presence, Lord, we praise you. For all of the goodness that is found in your Spirit, we praise you. There is no one like you, Lord. My cross you bore so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy
exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names.
Here, and if you feel led, would you just lift up your own praises to the Lord? Back to Ephesians 5, where it says to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. So just gonna encourage you once again, I know even if we're silently praising the Lord, that it is good to speak those praises out loud and to be speaking those praises even to one another and spurring each other on in the faith.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. 'Cause you were worthy of it all. You were worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
One more time, just voices.
You were worthy of it all. From you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Jesus, you truly are so worthy. You are worthy of more than the praises that we have to give. And yet, Lord, we give you what we have, and thank you for receiving even our imperfect praises. And Lord, we just ask that you would meet us here tangibly in this space today. Give us ears to hear, so that as you speak, it would not fall upon deaf ears, but that we would be changed in your presence, that we would behold your glory and respond in worship, in a surrender of our lives, Lord, every area. So speak to us through your word and make us more like you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And if you would remain standing for the reading of God's word, if you have a Bible, open to Ephesians chapter 6. And as we would read God's word, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed.